Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm excited to have Jim Chemo West as my guest today. During today's show, you'll get to hear a beautiful song titled Maui Skies by Jim. You'll also get to hear about his current tour with Weird Al Yankovic and Jim's new album, which is coming out in October 2016. We'll be talking about that as well. Join us for 30 minutes of inspiration to believe in your dreams and encouragement to live your music in your own unique ways. Hello, Jim. Are you there?
Aloha. Aloha, Margot. How are you?
I am great. Aloha and mahalo for being on the show as well. Aloha and mahalo are two of my absolute most favorite words, and that's one of the things I love about Hawaii is that you get to use them all the time.
Yeah, well, they're such important concepts in Hawaii. You know, aloha is such a huge part of Hawaiian culture, and mahalo, you know, gratitude is such a powerful thing too, you know. So they're the two most common words in Hawaii, and I think they're the most important words in Hawaiian culture.
I think that, yeah, and to me, I love using them even here because they do remind me to be in the aloha spirit and to be grateful, and those things.
Absolutely.
Both. Yeah,
absolutely.
Those are such important concepts, whether you're in Hawaii or here. And I love bringing some of that aloha spirit and the idea of being grateful for everything back with me from Maui when I come back. And so,
absolutely. Although sometimes it's funny, like I'll be in a restaurant and the waiter will bring my dinner and I'll just, you know, instinctively say mahalo, and they'll look at me like, what?
I know, you're right. So I've been to Hawaii enough times, luckily. I just feel so blessed that I've been able to be there at all, much less a few times. And you're right, not everybody knows that mahalo means thank you, so maybe we should mention that here at the beginning
right.
of the show, that when we're saying
well,
mahalo, we're saying thank you.
Yeah, it essentially means gratitude, but of course we just use it as we would say thank you in Hawaii. But like you said, it's an important one of the Hawaiian culture's most important concepts, and along with aloha, you know. So it's like you say, it's good to be able to spread the aloha, as they say here on the mainland.
Yes, exactly. And I met you when we were on Maui the last time that we were there, which is in 2012 in September for the Hawaiian
right.
guitar show. A friend of ours treated us to the show, and it just was so awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about how you got into playing slack key guitar? And how that whole journey started.
It's very interesting. You know, I've played with Weird Al, as we were talking about before. You know, that's I call that my day gig. And I had been on tour with him in the mid-80s. We had a long summer tour, and a friend of mine who was on the tour as a tech had a friend in Hawaii, and he said, hey, at the end of the tour, you know, you want to come with me? I'm going to go over to Maui and hang out for a while. And I had never been to Hawaii at all. And of course I said, sure. And so it was an amazing trip. And the house we were staying in, they had a lot of Hawaiian music records. This was all on vinyl, pretty much vinyl and cassette in those days. And there were a lot of, they had a lot of great slack key records. And by some of the famous artists like Gabby Pahinui and Sonny Chillingworth and Ray Kane. And that music, I remember, I really liked all the Hawaiian music I was hearing for the first time, pretty much. But the slack key music just seemed to really resonate with me, and it just felt like it just sounded like the place of what I was seeing. I was in a little town called Hana, Maui. I don't know if you guys have ever made it out there, but it's very rural and very very beautiful place. And the slack key music just seemed to, you know, just seemed to completely describe that place. And I just fell in love with it, you know.
Yeah, I've been to Tahana, but only by helicopter one time because when we're there, you know, I'm just not big on driving on windy roads, and it takes so long to get there from Tahana Pali all the way to Hana.
Yeah, we're only there for a short amount of time.
So, yeah, I've never driven the road to Hana before, but I've heard that it's, beautiful. And it was beautiful when we stopped there with the helicopter ride years and years ago.
Well, I've driven that road probably 200 times, I imagine. But, I've lived out in Hana. You know, I fell in love with the place, and I ended up really spending a lot of time in Hana, and I still do. I go there a couple of times a year. But anyway, I'd listened to that music quite a bit for a few years and never really tried playing it, but it just sort of crept into my life. In a very interesting way, I had had a house guest. I was living over there, and I had a friend of mine come over to visit from the mainland who had been a roommate of mine years ago. He had gone to culinary school, and he was a great chef. And, of course, it's always nice to have a chef as your house guest, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a wonderful time. Everybody, you know, had a lot of socializing, a lot of people over, and a lot of fun stuff. And after I'd gotten back over to L.A., I was back in L.A. for a while, and I got news that he had passed away suddenly, and it was just, you know, the most incredible shock. And I think I just sort of sat down with my guitar just to kind of console myself, and I just started playing, making up a slack key song. I'd never really even played slack key. I'd sort of absorbed the music for years, and out of just sort of my like I say it as consolation, just as I grabbed my guitar and I started playing, and I created this song and recorded it and sort of dedicated it to my friend. And I remember playing it for a few other Hawaiian people, and they said, "Oh, you know, that's, you know, you should do more of that. You should." They were very encouraging, some of my Hawaiian friends. And that's really how it started. So it was kind of almost like a gift, you'd say, you know. From my friend. It was very interesting.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. And it, you know, the thing is that the Hawaiian music is one of the things that I absolutely love about being there. I mean, it's obviously there's so many things to love about being on Maui or any island in Hawaii, but the music is just so, it's like beautiful and relaxing and in the moment. I just love it. And
I think the music really describes Hawaii. I mean, really, more than any place, I think Hawaiian music sounds like the place.
It does. It really does. And for example, the song of yours that I have queued up to play, Maui Skies, is just so beautiful. And I was listening to it before the show started and just thinking about how much I love the song. And I'd really love people to hear a little example of what we're talking about. So I'd like to play the song Maui Skies, and talk about it a little bit after the song. But also, is there anything you want to say about it before I start playing it?
Well, I guess what I would call it a contemporary slack key composition. A lot of my slack key, I play both the traditional slack key styles, and I play sort of more of a modern style that really is just sort of a amalgamation of my other influences, musical influences, and I sort of bring into the slack key style. So I would call it a contemporary slack key composition, but you know, I still try and maintain that what they call nahe nahe, that very gentle sound that slack key has. We also in Hawaii call it kiho'alo, which means literally loosen the string. That's what's the Hawaiian word for slack key is kiho'alo. But essentially, like I said, it's more of a kind of a contemporary slack key composition, and just solo guitar. It's in the open G tuning.
Okay, and it's just under 4 minutes. It's a beautiful song, Maui Skies, and I'm going to play it now.
Thank you.
Jim. I just love it.
Well, thank you very much. Mahalo.
Oh, boy. It just brings me back to being on Maui and that relaxed feeling. And I don't know, it's like love is all around you when you're on Maui. I think part of it because the people that are there are so happy to be living there, and the people that are visiting are so happy to be there. And it's just,
truly a love fest all the way around. You know, it's such a, and just the environment, of course, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
So, but anyway, yeah, that particular song, Maui Skies, you know, I've spent so much time out in Hana, and that's what they call the windward side of the island, you know, so it's the side that's really, the trade winds come from the northeast, like we're towards from Alaska. So the windward sides of the islands are they're always the side that gets the brunt of the trade wind. So that's the side, all the islands in Hawaii have the same dynamic. The windward sides are, you know, the waves are bigger, the coastlines are more rocky, the weather is more unpredictable, there's more rain. And when you get, all the islands have, of course, a big volcano or what used to be a volcano, mountains in the middle. And so when you're on the southwest side of the islands, like on Maui, that would be Kihei or somewhere like that. You know, it's very dry and the, much less wind. The beaches are all nice sand beaches. It's a different, whole different look. And that's because that's the calmer side. You're in the lee of the wind. So now when I, you know, like I say, I've spent so much time in Hana, and on that side of the island, the weather is much more changeable, you know, so the concept of Maui skies being, you know, kind of like life itself, things, you know, are the skies are constantly changing. It'll be beautiful, sunny, a little, and then all of a sudden, you know, a big breeze will come up and it'll get dark and there'll be a bunch of rain, and then the sky will clear again and the sun will come through. And you know, so it's sort of an analogy, I guess, to life. Things, you know, you got lots of sun sometimes, you got lots of rain, and the windward side of the island is really, really like that. You really do have it's variable. It changes all the time.
I hadn't thought about that because I've been to Kauai once when our very first time. Going to Hawaii at all was Kauai first for a few days and then to Maui in 1982 for our honeymoon. And it rained a whole lot more there. And so I think when you're saying that, I was picturing how different it was while we were there. You're right. The skies were sometimes really, really blue. Sometimes it was raining and then it would be back to sunny and it was back.
Yeah. Especially too. Were you on the Hanalei side up towards Hanalei up there?
We were on in the Poipu part, and later that year the hurricane wiped out that whole area where we were, the Sheraton that we stayed in. That
Hurricane Iniki.
I found though that Maui had more things to do and wasn't as rainy, you know, and especially when you're going over there to get away from the fog in Sausalito. During the summer, you want to go somewhere where it's going to be more sunny. So that's why Kanapali Beach worked really well for us.
Yeah. Now, that side of the island is, you know, that's the west side. So you do get the great weather there. Now, if you did go and spend time in Hana, you would have a mixture of, you know, sunny weather and sometimes incredible amounts of rain, you know.
Which would be okay if you're going to be there for a long time, and it sounds like you're there for a long time. And
yeah, usually I'm there for a few weeks, so you always get some good weather, you know.
Yeah. And now the time is just flying by, as it always does, and I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your tour with Weird Al Yankovic. And you're actually on tour right now, right?
Yes, I am. We've been on tour since June, and I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska today. It's a beautiful day here. It's I'm right downtown looking out at the, I guess it's the State Capitol building. It's this big, huge building here. But anyway, I've played with Weird Al since the early 80s, and it was just sort of a chance thing that I met him in Los Angeles, and right when his career was starting to explode, and started touring with him and playing on his records. And we've had an amazing career. It's just sort of this gradual, long uphill climb to the point where our last record was entered the Billboard charts at number one. Mandatory
Awesome.
Fun was a number one record in the country, and won a Grammy. We've won about four Grammys over the years, but. So it's been a wonderful ride, and the shows keep getting bigger. We just played two nights at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles with the orchestra, the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, which was quite an experience.
I saw that on your Facebook. You post some great stuff on your Facebook, and people can find your Facebook by going to your website, correct?
Yes,
jimkimowest.com.
Yeah, if you just search Jim Kimo West on Facebook, you'll find. I think I have two pages. I have a regular personal page, and I have a musician band page, but they're under Jim Kimo West. But yeah, I've been playing with Al for many years, and I call it my day job because my heart is in playing slack key, but it's really a great day job. And Al's a really, really sweet guy and super talented and smart, and we, it's a great group of people. We have our crew and our band, everybody really gets along well, and really nice, nice, easygoing way to see the world. Last year we went to, I think we played 110 shows last year. We went to Europe and Australia, New Zealand, and all over North America. So it's, it's good. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I can tell you were doing a lot of shows because you post fun pictures from all the different places that you go. And I was going, oh, my gosh, he's doing a lot of shows.
I was just going to say it's a rock and roll gig, so I get to play my electric guitar and jump up and down and go crazy.
Yeah. The time's going by incredibly fast, and I want to make sure I have time to ask the questions for the audience to think about. And you are definitely living your music. So I want everyone out there to think about, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Jim, living your music, doing your, both kinds, with Weird Al and also with your own music, it's just such a gift that you're giving the world by doing what you love.
Well, I've been extremely lucky. I've pretty much only ever done music as a career. I mean, I think when I was really young, I had a few little day jobs, but I've been super lucky in the fact that I've basically made my living my entire life with music, with something I like doing. I started playing guitar when I was about 12, and by the time I was 15 or 16, I had already decided, that's it. That's what I'm doing. Don't have to think about it anymore. And I feel very, lucky for that, too, to have actually made that decision at such an early age without having to search around for what I really wanted to do. I was extremely lucky, and I've just considered a gift to be able to, to play music and make a living. Nonetheless, it's fun. It's fun to play music. I always encourage people to play, but then if you end up making a living with it too, that's just icing on the cake,
Exactly, exactly. But when I say live your music, I do mean music like you're doing, but I also mean whatever people feel called to do. And a lot of people get that, and then there are some people that don't realize I'm not being totally literal about it. It's just that whatever you feel called to do is the music that you have in your heart. And
exactly. There's a creative spirit. Everybody's got a powerful creative spirit, and that can manifest in all kinds of ways, and it's, you just have to listen for that.
Yeah, you have to do that. You have to be willing to get quiet and listen, and you have to be willing to do what you feel called to do, even if it's scary. Because especially if it's something you really, really want to do. That's what I find with myself, so my coaching clients, and and people I know, it's the things that scare you the most but excite you at the same time, those are things that your spirit wants you to do. And a lot of times people will tell you, oh, no, you can't do that. It's too hard. You'll never make a living. It's not practical, you know, and all that. But even if you don't make money doing it, it still gives you joy, and that's worthwhile as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you, you know, at the end of your life, if you, you won't look back and say, oh, I wish I would have tried that, because even if you, you know, gave it a shot, it might not have been successful, but you won't have to worry, you know, fret over not ever trying it, you know, because it's always worth trying something that you feel, like you say, calling you. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why I called my show Live Your Music, was because Wayne Dyer, who also lived on Maui, used to always say, don't die with your music still in you. And that's exactly
right.
What he meant, is live it now.
Exactly.
Do it now. None of us know how long we're going to be here, and we go around pretending we're going to be here forever, and, oh, I'll get around to it someday.
Yeah, that's why I've always been a big believer in vacations.
In what?
You know, in vacations. You know,
I always
budget vacations. I consider it a really important thing to have, you know, vacation time. And I know some people are, you know, they work their whole lives and like, oh, well, I'll do that when I'm older, you know. It's like, no, I'm doing it all the time whenever I can.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I totally believe that what Earl Nightingale had said is true, is that we're here as on a holiday on Earth. It's like a holiday, and we need to find out what gives us joy and how we can help make the world and the journey better for ourselves and for the people around us that we're influencing. And by doing your music, you're doing that. You're doing.
Yeah, it feels good to be able to, you know, with Slack Key. I mean, when it comes down to it, I do it. I play Slack Key because it makes me feel good. Even if I wasn't doing it professionally, I'd just be playing on my couch, you know, because it's kind of a meditation almost. It feels really good to play, and of course, puts me right in the Hawaii mood. I just feel like I'm back in the islands when I'm playing Slack Key, but. But at the same time, I get so many letters from people and emails about how, you know, my Slack Key music has helped them or helped their kids or you know, that's I know that it's benefiting other people in a lot of ways. So that makes me, you know, it just feels really good to know that I'm doing something I like, but it's also useful to other people. So.
That is so wonderful. Yeah,
one of the
chapters in my book is called Work You Love is a Gift of Joy, and that's what I mean in both ways, that it gives you joy, but it can give joy to other people as well.
Yeah. That's exactly it, exactly, yeah.
Well, we only have 3.5 minutes left, and you have a lot of upcoming events, and people can find out about those on your Facebook and also on your jimchemowest.com website.
Right.
And
yeah.
Do you want to mention briefly a couple of the ones that are coming up?
Yes. I will have a record coming out with Ken Emerson, who's a fabulous slack and steel player. That's going to be coming out October 5th. It's a wonderful record. It's our first record together, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then we will be playing some shows on Maui, October 26th at the Slack Key Show where you visited and also November 2nd. That's sort of our official record release shows. And then we'll be playing the Kauai Slack Key Festival on November 20th. And then we'll be back in California. We'll be playing some shows in the LA area and also up in the Bay Area too. I've got some shows booked up there, so hopefully you can come out and check
us out
there.
That would be wonderful. Oh my gosh, I am so glad that our friend took us to hear you play on Maui. And
that was just such
a special night. Yeah, and I remember I have a picture of me with you and George, and George let me hold his Grammy.
Oh, yeah, he always brings his Grammy Award. That's always good photo op. George and Nancy came and saw the Weird Al show when we played in San Jose just a little while ago. So they got to experience that.
Oh, that's really cool. I really would love to go see the Weird Al show too. I loved his
fun.
Sense
well,
of, when our son was listening to his songs earlier on, but I loved it. That it was kind of done with a sense of humor too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it's you're welcome anytime.
Well, I'm going to have to take a look at your schedule and see when we can do it. But it just sounds like so much fun.
It really
well,
is.
Well, I am so thankful that you were on the show today. Mahalo for being on the show today. And
mahalo for
your
having
music.
Me.
Mahalo to everyone out there listening. And please, everyone, share the show with your friends and check out Jim Kimo West on Facebook and on his website. And your music is a gift. It really is. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Margo. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I'm so grateful for your music. Thank
you.
And
hopefully we'll see you on Maui before too long.
Yeah, hopefully next summer. We're working on hopefully late August of next summer. So,
all right. Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully you'll be there then.
Yeah, good. There's a good chance of it.
Good. All right. Well, bye for now, everyone. I will be back next week. Thanks again, Jim, for being on the show. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Bye.